I don't know who to start this with, because it's either going to feel like I'm patronizing or insulting by who I go to first. So I'll go to
start yourself. So
I'm going to myself. Okay, so I was a club cricketer and I got very, very fat and I started hitting sixes everywhere, right? And a friend of mine was like, well, if you think about the physics behind it and the weight and everything, and I went, that sounds ridiculous. One day I'll get properly fit and I'll still hit sixes. And I've never hit sixes like I did when I was fat, right? And the reason I bring this up is because body size in cricket is really, really fascinating. I remember, you might have played with him, Richard Levi. Mm. I was at Wankhede and they allowed us out on the ground to shoot our documentary. Not on the ground, but just behind the boundary. I remember being behind Richard Levi, I figured that's a big dude. Lad, yeah. Like that, there's a lot of man there, right? You know, baby got back, right? There's a lot there. And up until that point, I would have thought that like cricketers needed to look like Ricky Ponting, right? And then I was thinking about that. And I wonder if we're ready, Robbie, to have the conversation for the fact that actually different roles in cricket should have vastly different kinds of physical setups. And we still do a little bit of fat shaming in cricket and everything else. But realistically, that sort of, you know, Chris Gayle, who we're doing the watch along with, Chris Gayle can't run 10 meters as quick as many other people can, but he doesn't have to, right? And I think that in cricket, we don't quite get that right still. We still think everyone needs to be a Ricky Ponting type athlete, whereas actually there should be vastly different kinds of athletes in cricket.
Yeah. And why do bigger people, when I say bigger, I mean girthier people hit more sixes, is because they have the center of gravity is more solid, right? So they have a stronger base to kind of hit big sixes from. And which is why when you start off big and then you lose weight, it becomes a little harder to kind of get that, feel that center of gravity to kind of hit against, because it's always like the whipping of the hips, right? Like you're, and at least biomechanically or physically, physics-wise, it's like you have to have the whip.
I love whatever that hand is.
And yeah. There's a hip-shoulder separation that happens when you're batting, and that is what generates the power into the shot. And that needs to be, you need to be strong there, right? But that's why I've always maintained that, always said that someone like KL Rahul got injured so much as a batter because he was generating more force than his body could sustain.
Interesting.
Right. And say, for example, and today, look at, for example, Rohit Sharma. So even when he was bigger, he still scored a lot of sixes because the center of gravity held him in good stead. And that works. And I'm telling you, as someone who's been girthier and been stocky while I was playing cricket.
We've all been larger men.
Yes.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So when you're stocky, then you've got a bigger center of gravity. So people with girthy kind of hips and legs and your thighs and your back, when your back's strong and your hip region is like really strong, like you said, baby got back, then there's a lot of power that you're able to generate through your body, which is why you're able to hit a lot more sixes. Which is why I think is also one of the secrets that Vaibhav's got. Vibes. The reason Vibes hit such big sixes is because he's a big kid.
Like, yeah. You know,
he's
like
strong.
He's like farm strong, isn't he? Because he's not muscular, yes, but there's just, you know, he actually reminds me of the NBA player, Luka Doncic, where you look at him and you're just like, he's so much stronger than anyone else's size, but he's not more muscular than anyone else's size, right? Yeah. I just think that in cricket we need to.
That's one of my concerns. Sorry, I'm interjecting. My concern with Vibes is that, like, if people get behind him to get fit and get lean according to what the world or the cricketing world perceives it he needs to be, it might impact the quality of his sixes.
Yes.
He needs to get fitter, but from a strength perspective, to get leaner and build more strong muscle mass. Mm. And when he does that, then his impact on the game will be the same. Yes, there's a lot of baby fat right now and all that will fade away, but that needs to be replaced with like proper lean muscle.
So I remember, I won't out the player, although I've probably told this story before, but there was a bowler who told me, Rob, that when he lost weight, he actually lost his pattern or rhythm, and he could never bring it back, and he ended up just putting the weight back on and being able to do it again. And you know, if you watch baseballers, depending on, like, catchers do not look like outfielders, right? They look like two different species of human being, and yet we don't quite understand that thinking a little bit in cricket.
You know who comes straight to mind? Sorry. Inzamam ul Haq.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
When he lost weight, he wasn't scoring runs at all.
He had a terrible
He's a tall dude. Mm. And then when he lost all that weight, the center of gravity kind of just went all out of whack, perhaps. And then he wasn't able to sustain that kind of stillness that he generally was able to manage because of that girth that he generally had.
But I would use him as another example too of, we say that people need to get fit. Your footwork was quick, right? You're not Pujara quick, but your footwork was quick. Yeah. Inzamam is like Pujara quick over the first step and a half, right? And you go back, and I was watching, you know, when I was writing my book, I kept going back and watching it going, how is he at this ball? And so again, we're looking for we want the player who's the quickest down the other end, right? Or the player who's quickest out in the boundary, but we're not thinking who's the player with the first step and a half that's quickest.
So cricket should learn a lot more than it does from other sports. Because if you look across other sports, some sports you should be a certain size, right? You want to be a big unit if you're a weightlifter, if you're a shot putter, right? There are certain sports where you should. If you're a dart player, there's a lot of analysis that's gone into this, where Phil Taylor is the most decorated dart player of all time. He won 16, 17 world championships, right? And he's big.
Is that good?
Big fat. It's quite good, Jeff. Big fat man. Quite a lot like me in terms of stature. And he started losing a bit of weight and he was nowhere near as good because of the center of gravity, exactly what you're saying. You look at rugby, you can be a big fat man, you can be a tiny little man, you can be a big tall man, there's a place for you, right? There's a position for you. Cricket is daft that it goes Pakistan board, say you must run, if we want gonna give you a no objection certificate, or if you want to play for us, you must run 3 kilometers in this time. South Africa did it, the Liz LD thing. Sri Lanka did it for the World Cup. They said you must run 2K
Who was the bowler? There was a men's bowler as well from South Africa who didn't do it. It wasn't...
So we had Patharana, Thashara, all these people wanting to play in the IPL. And they were like, well, you haven't... It's absolute and complete nonsense, right? And some people are naturally a certain body type. Some people are naturally a certain fitness level, and some people like Inzamam is amazingly quick over 2 yards, and that's all you need if you're playing spin and you're coming forward to it. And then occasionally, so you have all these, like, I guess they're like biomechanic type people that say you must be this fast if you want it, because it's all the, they call them 1%ers, but it's 0.1% of getting to the ball quicker in the field and all this stuff, which we know they don't care about because the biggest show in town, no one cares. But then don't forget what Northants did. In the blast, they went, we're going to sign all the fatties, right? We're going to money.
I don't know if that was their official press release.
Well, they were called the North Hants Fat Fats, weren't they, that season? But basically, they went Richard Levy, Josh Cobb, Kleinveld, massive, great big unit. They're not fat, but they're big men.
Big dudes.
They took all the
stocky.
Big guys.
Let's just call them stocky.
Rossington ended up there.
Yeah, big boys,
all the big guys, right? And they went, We're going away from you must be a brilliant marathon runner because you don't get any prizes for running. There are freaks like Virat Kohli who has got himself into the most ludicrous physical shape, and he's Ronaldo, right?
Yeah,
that's what Ronaldo did.
I love cricket.
But in football, you still have Messi, who's just a little dude that is not some sort of Adonis, is he? He's not leaping 4 feet over people to head the ball in.
It's
Messi,
not Zlatan.
He's just freakishly good, right? Zlatan is totally the other. He could beat you up in 10 different sports. And with black belts in half of them, right? But cricket is nothing like a sport where you must be X or you must be Y. There is room for little guys to do it. There's room for bigger. Mm. And I do not want a sport that wants to turn its back on Rakim Cornwall. So they need to pack in all this stuff and... Sure, there's a certain level of fitness that you should probably be. You should probably not be too tired to run the second, right?
Well, let's go on the seconds, because I think we might have done this on a watch along recently, which I think is fascinating. I think you might have been on it as well. I would say in the last couple of years, if you look at the players who are best at running twos in the world, I'd probably have Bairstow, Dhoni, Kohli and Warner.
Hetmeyer.
Hetmeyer, right? Warner wasn't always ripped, right? But very muscular athlete. Yeah. Hetmeyer, right? Humongous size. Bairstow, humongous size. Dhoni. But I've never heard anyone say we should get more people in with really good size into cricket. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, it's all well and good to go, you know, this player is overweight or this player is too slow, but we don't do the opposite either. We don't go, should we be trying to find more players who are really powerful between here and here, which is kind of what Robbie was saying, but he was saying it for sixes. But I think it also matters for running twos.
Yeah, exactly. Because if your core strength is good, I think that serves really well in cricket. Because I think the center of gravity thing, this actually happened with Inzamam in 2003 World Cup. I clearly remember he was not even close to his best in that World Cup because he had lost a lot of weight. And also, there are certain aspects of the game, apart from, I would say, six hitting or running between the wickets, also where the physique or the demands are completely different. So, like, for example, if you look at cricket in totality, a footballer would run for 15 kilometers in 90 minutes. But even a peak athlete like Virat would cover that much distance in good 6-7 hours.
Yeah.
And also, like, for example, you're playing a test match, you haven't batted for good 2 hours, and suddenly you have to get up and be at your peak performance because you might have to go for a close single the next ball. So the endurance, I would say, the overall fitness, everything is completely different from sports like maybe hockey or maybe cricket or maybe football or maybe something of that sort. So I think all those aspects need to be really married together well so that we can actually understand how the biomechanics, how all these things work in cricket. And I don't think so. It's been like too much thought has been put into that where there have been studies or there have been like discussions around that. And that's the reason we have kind of suffered as a sports also. Now we're seeing so many drop catches. Overall, spectacle point of view, the experience for the fans also go down significantly because not enough has been done in that direction.
I have travelled the cricketing world, and so I've collected two things, the phone numbers of random taxi drivers and overseas SIM cards. Rideshare apps have fixed the first part, and Sally is doing the second. Now, all you need is their eSIM on whatever plan works for you. You activate it, and you can use it anywhere in the cricketing world. It helps you save money. It is a global solution to a global problem. Stop fiddling with tiny sims and get the one that does it all. Go to Sally.com Good Areas and use the code Good Areas to get an exclusive 15% off your first purchase. Fly free with Sally.
You know, you're talking about it today, right? Earlier today, we were talking about, you know, if the game evolves towards having 15 people playing, and if 15 people playing 15, playing 11.
With subs
on, then you'll see a lot of this coming to the fore, right? You'll get the power hitters.
Yeah, designated hitter in baseball, right?
You'll get those kind of hitters. Then you'll get fast bowlers. You'll get all of that stuff working really, really well. And I think hopefully the game evolves towards this. It'll be really cool. And I mean across the board, not just in the IPL, right? If you want substitute players to be involved, then it needs to be across the board. Like, I'm okay with the super sub or the impact player or whatever you call it today. If it's for cricket on the whole, if it's like not for cricket on the whole, then I'm not for it. Because it does a disservice to cricket from the point of view of all these players playing with impact players here, and they go to international cricket and there's none of it there. Right. And then you're not developing all-rounders then, right? Either you take the all-rounder thing out of the game completely or bring it into the game completely. We can't do half enough.
Yeah, I get that as well. I think the reason I wanted to talk about this topic is I don't think we think about athleticism correctly.
No, yes. Because, right.
Because you...
Now I am the expert when it comes to athleticism.
Yeah.
But...
Robbie, if you could just take a seat back.
So you're talking about the having the different guys for the different roles, right? Which in the IPL now we kind of do. We've got the bombers at the top. And we have the middle overs guys dying out a bit, but they should not have the same fitness requirements.
No,
because the power hitter, you know, you were doing your medicine ball thing on the side, or that one, right? You were trying to build up to smoke the sixes.
Yeah.
The power hitter needs power. Look at Chris Gayle. He designed a body that was optimum for hitting sixes, and he was twice as good as everybody else at hitting sixes, at least. So your advantage is a totally different thing. It's biomechanics, right? It's something to do with the bat swing that I don't quite understand Jimenez does.
It's a combination of bat swing. It's a combination of, you know, his size as well and how he's able to marry the two and kind of merge and marinate the two to actually produce results.
But it would be utter nonsense to say, please run 5K in a certain amount of time, right?
Yeah.
So that sort of testing can get in the sea.
Yeah.
So you want your, because there's no point in putting the same amount of weights on the bar for Chris Gayle as there is for Sam Billings and Alex Ross. because their job is to run twos. But you shouldn't test them in running 5K. You should test them running 22 yards, turning around and running back again.
And I think that's what I'm
because,
saying,
because that's
right?
what you need to be able to do to fulfill your role in that spot.
Also, like, just to add to that, if we look at football, like, there's a special designated role for a certain player, a center back, or like, they just have to hone that particular skill for the rest of their lives and they can make a career out of it. Cricket already is so volatile as a sports. And in that, somebody, as a batter also, like number three, number four, number five, opener, all those positions demand completely different skill sets altogether. Mm. Different physiques, different skills, as we've already mentioned. So if we're not having a 15 squad where we can actually maximize the potential of a particular player for a certain set of skill, that's a significant uncertainty around that person's career also. Because then he would actually have to add up a lot more layers to his game to be more relevant across the board. So, which is not easy because it's already so uncertain. So it's better to have designated roles where somebody good at particular skill would know that they can make a career out of it for a good 10 years.
100%.
Yeah, that's the way it should be, because that's the way it is with the other sports also. Like, if I have a micro skill in a game, you're still relevant across the board for a significant period of time, which is not the case in cricket, I would say.
Most of the teams that win these things have clarity of role.
Yes.
Right, that's what they do. They go, this is what your job is, do it. You bomb the power play. You come in after the power play and smash the spin. You hit the pace at the end. That's what your job is. Sometimes you get players that can do many of those things or more than one of those things. They're worth the most money.
Shortstop,
right?
In baseball, right? That's what it's called, a shortstop.
Yeah.
They can pitch and they can field in certain positions and they can bomb the ball as well.
Well, Otani is the man right now, right?
Yeah. I think shortstop.
He's a pitcher and a hitter.
He's a pitcher and a hitter.
Shortstop, you're probably supposed to be able to hit the ball quite hard, aren't you? And also be athletic
in your
own sort of way. So it's different than what you would be. But yeah, there's a combination.
So somebody like Roberto Carlos in football, I would say, who could actually be there anywhere on the pitch.
Well, one of the reasons that I've always been fascinated about this is I think we think about athleticism wrong in cricket, because I don't think, and Robbie would have played against him and would have seen him up close. I think Shane Warne was a physical freak.
Yeah.
Right? His shoulder strength and his arms and everything.
Because when he couldn't use his legs when he was a kid. And he was doing this on a
track. At the age of five.
Yeah. So his arms and his shoulders became freakishly strong.
But we actually, in cricket, most of the time made fun of him for being a little bit pudgy.
Fascinating. I actually didn't know the story.
You didn't know that one?
He fractured both his legs.
That's why his arms got strong.
It's a beautiful story.
Propelling himself around on a tray like that.
Because it wasn't even a wheelchair where he was like flicking it. It was literally dragging himself.
So it was this flat, I think, piece of wood where there were certain four wheels below that. And he would just lay on that and would drag it to the different corners of
He was breaststroking around the house.
Yeah. All the time. So at the age of five, he fractured both his legs.
Who are the best two spinners ever? Right?
Yeah, him and Murali.
Complete freaks.
And that's my point.
But in sport, the best of everything has their own technique. They don't...
Michael Phelps.
Manual, right? You could just go on and on. Yeah. Usain Bolt. No, you're supposed to be short, stocky, and explosive as sprinter. Then some big tall guy goes and absolutely smashes him all.
Yeah, and you have someone like Michael Johnson.
Who almost running backwards. His legs are going, he's like a duck. His legs are going a million miles an hour, and his top half's just doing this. Yeah. And he's like 20 meters ahead of second. You're like, but you're not meant to run like that. Frosby, right? The high jumper.
Frosby.
And so everybody used to just run up and jump over the bar. Like either head first or dive over it. And he went, well, I'm going to go backwards. Oh, look, he's 30 centimetres better than everybody else because he'd found a technique that... So the coaching manual, great. You know, there's a coaching manual from 100 years ago that high elbow and all this sort of stuff, brilliant. But the ones that get to the very, very top that are the statistical outliers all do it their own way, right? And you don't want to coach this out of people, which is why I hope with Suyavanchi is they just go, let's just see how he gets on till he's 25. Let's give him 10 years. And then if we want to, you know, put him in a lab and biomechanically alter him, go ahead. But they don't need to.
But also now it makes a lot more sense, right? Like today, if you had 15 players, it would make perfect sense as to why above bats, only bats, and then it doesn't bowl or doesn't field, right? Then he's very role specific to that. And maybe they're thinking ahead, they're slightly ahead of the curve and saying, hey, this is his role for us. Not to field, just to go out there and score 100 runs in 30 balls.
Your job is to score 100 runs in 30 balls.
That's an insane skill to have.
Maybe 260, that's it.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to this podcast on the Combox Network. There is an ad-free version of this you can find by supporting us on Patreon at Good Areas Podcast. You can also access our Discord channel there. Please like, subscribe, and rate this show. Every one of these helps us. If there was a guest on a show, you can find their links in the show notes. Huge thanks to Rakshit, Ishit, and everyone else who helps us get our content out there. If you want to know more about us, head to combox.tv.
If you make a lot of content like me, oh, you are going to need help. And that is why we use Minvo.pro, a slicing and dicing tool that uses AI to conjure up incredible clips from your podcasts and meetings. If you make content, go to Minvo.pro to cut it.